primary reason for the warrant. Moscow does not recognize the court's jurisdiction or extradite its nationals. President Biden welcomed Ireland's Prime Minister to the White House on this St. Patrick's Day. Prime Minister Varadkar expressed his thanks for America's leadership in supporting Ukraine against Russian forces. And the Federal Reserve say cash-short banks have borrowed about $300 billion in emergency funding from the central bank in just the past week. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 329 points and the NASDAQ losing 72. This is SRN News.
You have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Get ready for some big changes. Breezy and mild today with a high temperature 70 to 72. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially this afternoon, this evening, and tonight, ending late tonight. Some of the storms strong. It'll turn windy and colder overnight tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, Saturday, brisk, chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Colder Saturday night, low 35. Sunday, unusually cold for March with a high of 52. And I've got us down to around 31 on Monday morning, first day of spring. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sepp. Alabama lawmakers have given their final okay to spend $1 billion in federal pandemic relief money. It will be used on a mix of water and sewer projects, broadband expansion, and health care reimbursement. Wording has been added to allow local governments to use some of the water and sewer funds for stormwater projects to combat flooding. A street corner in Montgomery that is a part of the city's civil rights history is getting a makeover. Mayor Stephen Reed, the Montgomery City Commission and others are announcing the new St. Jude Sculptural Corner Garden. The garden is designed to beautify this part of the Selma to Montgomery Voting Rights Trail. Yesterday was the beginning of the two-day event, Alabama Economic Development Initiatives. It is hosted by Alabama VA. The goal is to help veterans, service members, spouses, family members, and caregivers learn about veteran benefits and more. The event continues this morning at 9 and runs until 3. For more news, watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sapp.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
During Prattville Carpet's spring sale, you can get Mohawk waterproof hardwood flooring, regularly priced at $11 per foot installed, right now priced at $7 per foot installed, and get vinyl plank installed as low as $5 per foot while supplies last, plus interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet. We're more than just carpet.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. Afternoon edition. I am your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader is in the studio.
What's up, Joe?
Well, as promised, we have Lauren DeMoss Benson on the line. She's a contributor to 1819 News, a great op-ed writer from the op-eds I've read there. But she's been writing for a while. Lauren is a wife, mother, and has reached millions of people worldwide, known for her biblical approach to some of the controversies in this world. Lauren, how are you this morning? Or this afternoon, excuse me.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I'm happy to have you on the program here. And what I'm looking at now is the op-ed that came out this week. The call is coming from inside the house. And for folks who are listening when this story first broke, this has to do with the State Board of Education, I believe, and other entities within the bureaucracy there for education in the state. They pass the curriculum, but parents can't see it?
Yep. It's all kept secret, kept confidential, apparently by law.
By law? Did they give any justification when you were looking into this?
So, the superintendent said it was something to do with contract procurement. They didn't want to have the price driven up on the contract, something like that. But one of the other district representatives said that she didn't know. She didn't know why that law was in place to begin with. So it's kind of confusing, kind of muddy. Why was that put in place to begin with? You know, I'm sure there was a reason, but times have changed, and this is not right.
So before we keep going into this, just to add a little more to who you are, you're a mother of how many?
Two. I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Oh, wow. And I assume married for long enough for a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old there. And
yes.
And you're here in Alabama?
I am, yes. Originally from Connecticut. But I moved down here about 8 years ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I had some roommates that were from the Nutmeg State. Good times with them. They were from Cheshire, and so they told me all about the murders up there.
Oh, my.
that's what our town's known for, they claim. So, good to have you here in Alabama. And so, as a mother of two, you, I think, found that one of the fellas who was actually helping to put together the curriculum that was just adopted. He was the appointee by Governor Ivey, Kevin Balias. What is going on here with this Kevin Balias figure?
So he's a professor at the University of South Alabama, and he wrote a paper basically with another professor outlining the experience of like forcing LGBTQ lectures and assignments into curriculums that had none. So he wrote a paper basically telling people how to incorporate and talk to their students about LGBTQ subject matter without it being in the curriculum already.
And he wants to introduce this at like kindergarten age?
Yeah.
Like 10 through 12.
Yeah.
And given your kids are around that, what do you think of this, just on a personal level?
Yeah. I mean, my kids are homeschooled.
Oh, there you go. That's smart.
So I can't relate to handing my children over to these people. Even in our conservative state of Alabama, I think so many people are, you know, think, this state would never do that. We're so conservative here. Everybody has family values. And that may be true of your teachers. That may be true of some of the board members, even in your local area. But this is coming. This is coming to our doorstep because the governor appointed this man to pick out textbooks for kindergartners.
That's crazy. And I like the point you're making about homeschooling. It's something I've heard said, I've said myself, is if you know for a fact you're giving your kids over to a system that is going to try their damnedest to undermine the values you're teaching at home, why are you sending your kids there? As you go into a little more about, like, the decision to homeschool, and I'd imagine there aren't problems like this because you're literally picking up the curriculum yourself.
Right. I was raised in a Christian home. I was raised in a Christian school. I saw my friends who went to public school and the struggles they went through and just how they turned out. I just don't want that for my child, and I would never want to set myself up as the enemy of the person who's spending most of the day with my child. I mean, your teachers spend more time with your children than you do if you send them to public school. If you send them to any school, your teachers matter, and the curriculum that they're teaching them matters too, because they're setting the baseline for the foundation for all of their beliefs about the world, about their worldview. And that's really important, and I want to be the one to do that for my children.
Right, and so it's like you have that extra shield when you go out into the world eventually. You have that good basis, and I know there's some folks that financially or for whatever reason can't do homeschooling, but I'm a big proponent of moving away from, it's not just public. A lot of private schools use these sort of full days, you know, the bell rings. We're not factory workers, all of us, anymore. I think kids need to be dynamic and treated as such. And so I would love opportunities like school choice, but back to this idea that, okay, this curriculum is just passed. A board member doesn't even know why the law was put in place. It's just not very clear. What sort of remedies? Are there any remedies maybe coming up in this legislative session to help parents out?
So in the U.S. House of Republicans or House of Representatives, the Republicans are putting forth a bill, the Parents' Bill of Rights Act, and it basically codifies a parent's right to be heard at board meetings without being labeled domestic terrorists by the government. And it gives access to information about budget, the money coming in, and how the money is spent, which might not seem like very important information, but in the world of politics, which obviously our education system is very political, that's very, very important. And it also gives parents the right to know, like, what their students' information, how it's being used, how it's being used for marketing purposes or sold to tech companies, stuff like that.
Yeah, and in the middle of you speaking there, excuse me, I have a sidekick named Eddie Bader. Hey, Eddie, how you doing? You all right?
Good.
You're good?
Good.
But you know the rules.
If you get a cough, please leave the room.
All right.
I'm trying.
All right. I'm sorry, Lauren. Sometimes I just got to enforce the rules there. Well, I really appreciate everything you've done here at 1890 News. Just three pieces so far. And on this topic we were just speaking to, but others, like the one on social media and a life well lived, I had this breakthrough, I think, when in my mid-20s, where I stopped trying to win every daggum argument.
Right.
Could you speak to that? Like, did you go through a similar process, or was it always just like, this is foolish, this isn't what life's about?
Well, I read a quote recently, and it said, people who argue about nothing and people who argue about everything both lack wisdom. And I think that's really important. As for lack of a better word, a social media influencer, you know, it's kind of become status quo to just create, you know, arguments out of nothing, create arguments out of everything.
Right.
And constantly be baiting people with emotionalism and outrage. And I think people are so addicted to self-righteous outrage, they want to they want to hear about things that make them mad, and it doesn't matter if it's true. If it makes them mad and if it makes them feel, you know, good about being mad, about hating somebody else or hating some other idea, like, it's going to drive your engagement. It's going to get you lots of followers, and it's not healthy. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for people to constantly be consuming this. And it's not just the left who lies about what's going on for political brownie points. It's conservative. It's people in Congress. It's conservative. These huge conservative blue check talking pens. They are constantly just pushing these crazy ideas or things that contain a little bit of truth, but are not entirely true, just to rile people up and just to gain that engagement, because that is king on social media.
And then if you engage with that seriously, or you're trying to be an earnest person and understand things, you're going to end up with, I think, a bad time. And it took me a second in my 20s there to realize, hey, all I do now is post silly memes, and if I do post something serious, I don't look at the comments, is kind of the rule.
If you try to be, you know, balanced, have an intelligent view on something, both sides are at you.
Oh, this is what I do. This is what I try to, that's what I shoot for, at least, you know, find that unique perspective. And that's what I found with your writing. I appreciate you on short notice hopping on the show today, and would love to have you back on the program as more opinion pieces come out there at 1819 News. If folks want to follow you on social media, Lauren, how can they do so?
I am at Lauren DeMoss, DeMoss.
Lauren DeMoss. Well, folks, you heard her here. Go read her writing at 1819news.com. Not to say too much, but it is fantastic. And I appreciate your time this afternoon, Lauren.
Thank you so much.
272-9228. They're finding all sorts of folks there for 1819 News.
They're doing pretty good, I think.
Though I feel like I'm the most motley of the crew.
I'll agree with that from what I've seen so far.
Yeah, think about that.
You are the black sheep.
It's fine with me.
They'll mold you.
Are you addicted to your phone?
No, I got a deal. I'm going back. Very frustrating. We're arguing over $1,000. It's the most frustrating thing
ever. But just look at it this way. You're getting close.
No, because this is where people get really angry.
Right at the end. I mean, like, no, you move my way, finally. Right. No, you move my way. Yeah, it's like, man,
it's $1,000.
And if you were both went to the same school of negotiating of walk out, then, you know.
Well, the realtors are, like myself, are just pulling their hair out going, come on, guys, it's $1,000.
Now, I learned from, especially when you have the leverage.
Yeah.
Great-grandfather. He would buy a new Cadillac every year in his retirement.
Oh, nice.
And because he would just pay for these things straight up, they'd try to do something funny or funky with the trade-in value of his year-old one and stuff. And as soon as they started, he would just get old Polish guy. Blah! He'd just get up and walk out. And they, of course they would call him the next day. And I learned a valuable lesson watching that.
I showed my butt in a dealership one time. Looking back, a little embarrassed about it because I work for the company. But yeah, they tried to lowball me on a trade-in, really lowball me, and I thought they were joking, and they weren't. I started getting really upset, very loud.
Though I'm telling you, if I ever I celebrated National Realtor Day this week.
Did you?
You didn't seem all that excited about it.
I had things to do. Although I missed going to the event, and I saw a picture with the governor there. I should have gone.
Katie Britt, yeah.
I kind of...
You really missed out, man.
I did. But
well, what I'm trying to get to here is if when I buy a house,
yeah,
you're my guy.
You sure?
Yeah.
Mark the tape here.
Eddie, he's my guy. You know how many realtors I've had to beat away with a stick?
You know how many realtors I've had to beat away with a stick? Realtors are very annoying, Joey.
It's like, Eddie's my guy, man.
Get you some mace. Mace works better than a stick.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And they're at, XI Repair. Jonathan Strange and his team, they can help you with those basic smartphone repairs. They can also help you with computer problems. Maybe your house got hit by lightning and it fried your computer. They can help you with that. Maybe laptop issues. Even top-notch gaming consoles, which they are so valuable. I doubt you want to ship off that PlayStation or Xbox to Sony or Microsoft. You'd rather go to somebody local that you can trust. Well, they can do that work there at XI Repair. They can also sell you brand new smartphones. They could say refurbished smartphones. They're pretty much, they are as good as new. They are as good as new and for an incredible cost. You don't have to get the latest model. Like the iPhone 10 still work great. The iPhone 11 still work great. And you can get a very reasonable price just buy those outright. They can even in-store set you up on a Verizon prepaid plan, which is a great idea. $25 a month, I believe, where it starts.
Yep.
If all you do is call and text, go that way instead of some long-term expensive contract. So check out XI Repair today. You can always go to xirepair.com or give them a call at 777-1234. And be sure to tell the fine folks there at XI Repair that Joey and Eddie from News & Views sent you. Oh, we got some time here. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, good Friday to you. You know, I used to be a realtor, too. Joey, and I had never even heard of National Realtor's Day.
I know.
Hey, none of us realtors give a damn about that. We're just going to get no listening.
It was probably something the National Association pushed so they can, you know, whatever, have a...
Hallmark. Yeah, it's a Hallmark holiday.
You're right,
and
you're
I didn't get no cards either, by the way.
Yeah. It's just a great a waste of our fees, like every damn thing else would say waste with our fees, you know what I mean?
You said it.
Yes, I pay plenty of fees. Believe me, in real estate, you pay some damn fees, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm glad these people realize what happens when you get a redhead mad at that car dealership. It's not a quiet affair, was it?
No, and it was no, and like I said, I worked for the company. That was what was so bad. It's like, well, we worked for the same company here, man.
Wait, you did this at the Hyundai dealership?
Yes, I did. More than one time.
Were you in your uniform?
No, but they knew me. I mean, I was getting the employee discount.
You guys should hear me at Home Depot over the past 3 years. Oh, my God. It's I've had enough. And I let everybody know straight to the manager at the checkout in front of all the customers when they sent me the wrong damn door twice and it took me 4 months to get a door.
Goodness. Yeah. Big box stores, man.
Yeah. There was a lot of boys that walked to the end of the store when I got in there because they didn't want a severe redhead damage on them. Now, briefly, let's talk about Silicon Valley Bank. Last night on NTD News, they said the actual amount that people drew out before they fell, $40 billion is what people drew out on a panic.
Wow.
$40 billion, guys.
Man. It's chunk of change there.
God. Man. And they do have $170 billion in assets, but that's not liquid.
Right. Wow.
So, this is kind of related to what we talked about yesterday. Damnation. These are large amounts, and people I have, money's not worth what it was worth. It's not worth what they make it is.
Oh, right.
Like real estate. None of this stuff is worth what they say it is.
Oh. Well, you have a lot of... The problem that you really run into is when you start having a lot of liquid claims, like deposits, on illiquid assets. Or on assets that you thought had a certain value but have lost value because the government changed up interest rates.
And it's time for the bank executives to join Anthony Fauci in prison for the rest of their damn life.
By the way, I've got a clip here we might get to where it's on Morning Joe.
I saw that.
Fauci's like, it definitely came from an animal. It came from a raccoon dog. I think that's the actual New York Times report that came out last night. It's a raccoon dog.
Last night on NTDs, I had a 15-minute report about all his Anthony Fauci statements, and his cover-up is very clear now. The man needs to go to prison. He helped kill 6 million people. And yes, the virus did come from the United States. Ain't no damn doubt about it. Probably came from DARPA.
Well, I appreciate it, Red Top.
Yeah, you have a good weekend, gentlemen.
You too, buddy.
Be safe in this rain.
See you, man.
272-9228. Yeah, here's the headline that broke last night. I don't pay for the New York Times. I am on their email, like, breaking news service, that which is free.
That came free with the vaccine?
No, I just do this to check on what the government's internal memo service is saying, though they're supposedly a private company.
Very private.
But here's the headline. Scientists found genetic data from a Wuhan market linking illegally traded raccoon dogs to the COVID pandemic's origins. Are they just trolling us now?
They gotta be.
The heck is a raccoon dog?
I'm fixing to Google a raccoon dog.
I'll do it at the same time. We'll both Google together, big boy.
I mean, are they talking about coon hounds? Like, I've got a coon hound, but I don't think that's what they're talking
about. I don't know. I think it would be called a coon hound. It would be raccoon dogs.
Raccoon dog hybrid. Oh, I see this.
Ooh. Wait, it's a hybrid?
Yeah. They look incredibly cute.
What in the world? I'm looking at it now, too. What the heck is that?
Kind of looks like Chase.
Yeah. That's adorable. That's what caused the pandemic?
See?
Wait, people were eating these?
Let me tell you something about in Louisiana.
How could you eat something like
Joey,
that?
Joey, in Louisiana, if you kill a raccoon and skin it, you have to leave the feet on it to make sure, in case the lawman asks you, you have to be able to prove it's not a cat.
Oh, wow.
That's a law.
That's in Louisiana.
That's Louisiana law.
Well, that law's there for a reason. Anyway, let's go to Cranky. Hey,
what up, Cranky?
Cranky?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
I hear you.
Hey.
You guys were talking about the what did you say, raccoon dog?
Raccoon dog. They're incredibly cute.
Is that like a coon dog, or is it a hybrid raccoon and dog?
It's a hybrid raccoon and dog, and looks a lot like Chase. I mean, it's like a big fox.
Yeah, it looks like a raccoon for the most part, but with more the gait, kind of the layout of a dog, like on all fours.
Well, you know, it could have been cat dog, so that you know, that's better.
Maybe it was the angry beavers of China. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, you were talking about being a male dancer, or no? You were talking about doing what model? Modeling underwear.
Underwear model. That's what I'm going for.
Underwear model, like a Michael Kelso, right?
Sure.
Well, listen, don't make the mistake I did. I was in a hurry. Just make sure that you remember that the potato goes in the front, not the back. So. That's really awkward at audition. So
no, I already remember. Every day because of the stuff I say. I already wear a cup, so I'm fine.
There you go. I have a St. Patty's Day joke for you, and it's worse than the one I shared last show.
Okay.
With the senator. Where does an Irishman go on vacation?
Where does an Irishman go on vacation?
Having a clue.
A different bar. A different bar. No, that's B-A-R, not the animal bar.
No, we're just going to let that one, with a joke like that, Cranky, you just got to let that one simmer. That one's good. I like it.
Okay. What's the difference between Pfizer and Kyle Rittenhouse?
The difference between Pfizer and Kyle Rittenhouse, I don't know.
Kyle's shots worked.
Ooh, that's another one.
Okay, that one was actually, we definitely got to let that simmer. I appreciate it, Cranky.
See you, Cranky.
Have a great weekend.
And on that note, let's hit a break. More news and views on a Friday when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row.
The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views here on this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader, my trusty sidekick, is here. And, well, you know where I was this morning?
Where were you, Bob?
I was here for a second, but then I went over to the herb shop.
Did you go?
Went and saw Carl in person. He's doing great, and the patches.
So you did some follow-up about your patch?
I got another round.
Excellent.
Of them. And this is the LifeWave X39 phototherapy patch. It stimulates essentially your base level stem cell production. This isn't the sort of thing that's like, you know, wrinkle cream, or you're not covering up aging.
Right.
You're actually reverse aging by increasing through this unique patented phototherapy patch. You wear it on the, you know, nape of your neck, kind of where your shoulders start and your neck begins, mm-hmm. like right in between, right on your, you know, the shirt, the top of your shirt.
Right.
And it apparently through light refraction back into the body stimulates base level stem cell production. And I got to tell you, folks, I went and got another round because it works for me. It's not just general energy. I seriously had this terrible shoulder problem.
Right.
And it's gone. And Carl also set me up with, like, he said, you work out a lot? I'm like, yeah, brother. And I don't know if he appreciated the brother. But he got me these unique, like, sports fitness vitamin packs to take in the morning. And all organized. You don't have to buy a bunch of different bottles and stuff. They really got it going on there at the herb shop. So whether you're interested in this phototherapy stem cell stimulation patch, or you want the right vitamins and minerals to get your body right, or if you want to detect maybe toxins in the body or mm-hmm. do something like aromatherapy, Carl at the herb shop can help you. Check them out at their brand new location in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center right next to Jalapenos. See it there. Big sign. The herb shop. Again, Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there off of Vaughn Road past Taylor Road. Or, well, you can call them always at 271-2882. That number for the herb shop, 271-2882. And be sure to tell Carl that, well, Joey from News and Views sent you. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
What's happening, Jim?
Jeff.
Jeff, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You wrote it down.
I remember the other two that I was trying to tell you a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Right, Failsafe. Henry Fonda played the president. Failsafe.
Failsafe.
And the other one is Sanctuary. It has the girl that played Colonel on Stargate, the female Colonel. What's her name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, but anyway, it has her in it, and she has a British accent that is she's a lot better in that one. Let's put it that way. got her hair long and everything.
All right.
Yeah, but both of them, Failsafe is really good because that's what the balloon coming across the United States reminded me of.
Yeah.
If we really had that in, if Failsafe really was our thing, when they couldn't identify the balloon, they should have already went into a nuclear countdown. That was what was supposed to be.
Oh.
But watch Failsafe. It's really good.
All right, man.
I appreciate
those
it, Jeff.
Were the two I could, it was driving me crazy. I had to look it up.
I've got them written down. I really
couldn't
appreciate
remember.
It.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, folks, we are taking. I got a new
another good one.
Butt kicking TV. I'll talk about more in a second. But
On Golden Pond.
On Golden Pond.
Really good movie.
What's that about?
An elderly couple that realizes it's time to come to the facts of life that they can no longer be on the on their own. They kind of have to need some help from others. It's a really good movie.
What, are you going to recommend Schindler's List next?
Oh, no. This is a good movie. Schindler's List makes you cry.
Schindler's List is a good movie.
It's a great movie, but Joey.
And next, Life is Beautiful.
Okay. Oh.
Also a great movie.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but there's some great movie, like Deer Hunter.
Oh, great movie.
Amazing movie. I never want to see it again. Like, it is too damn sad.
But like Sky said, Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, great movie.
And it'll make you cry, but I love watching Cool Hand Luke.
That one has a little more of an uplifting catharsis to it. Kind of the man, the myth, the legend that he became.
Got some downers. Eating them eggs.
Yeah. No, but like De Niro and Walken and Deer Hunter, like it's too, it's almost too real.
Yeah.
It's a little...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's once every like 10 years sort of thing.
Such a good movie.
Let's go to Robert E. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. Can I still get in on the Sweet Creek drawing?
Yes, sir. What's that month and day of birth?
1106.
1106. All right. Got you in?
Yep. And for a movie, I'd throw The Great Escape out there.
Oh, I know that one well, but I'll write it down. I hadn't seen that in a few years. A good movie.
I want to start an international incident here, but you were talking about that raccoon dog thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lab in Union Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Raccoon dog. Just saying.
Raccoon dog is in Union Springs?
Look that up, Eddie. We got
well,
go
I go
visit.
Down there quite often, so
we'll go visit.
Like, yeah.
Look up coon dog on the internet. You'll find it.
Okay.
All right.
I know.
I've been looking for a dog. Appreciate it, Robert.
Man, I found you so many good dogs.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll keep trying.
With Lori, she finds some good ones for us. But honestly, by the time I usually send them to you, I'll look back on there and they've already been adopted.
No, I'm thinking I'll get a cat and name it Niccolo Machiavelli because cat names have to be over the top. You can shorten it.
They are over the top, yeah.
And like he would be trying to overthrow you, scheming
always.
All the time.
Always.
And,
especially while you're asleep.
Menacing, all this sort of stuff. But then you get a chihuahua and a little pimp. And then get a black lab or like a pit bull or something and name him Steve. I think that those three.
That chihuahua will be the boss, will be the gang leader of that gang.
I think so. Let's go to Gene. Hey, Gene.
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, you can switch time frames, but I'm still going to find you.
Well,
I told you, Joey. There's both, no hiding.
That's both comforting and disturbing at the same time, Gene.
Well... I'm that guy that talks about the convention of state.
Oh, yes.
If we're going to see change happen. But number two, there's another area that needs changing. And so I just want to, I talked the last to Scott. And this Sunday at 2 o'clock on the Capitol steps is going to be a worship service. And we're going to be praying for revival. And we're going to be just having a regular old worship service. And I'm just inviting everybody to come on down there. It's through USA,
okay.
Faith, the arm of TPUSA and Charlie Kurt, and they're going to every state capitol and having a worship service and praying for our governor, our mayors, our state officials, our school boards, all of that. And so, yeah, I just want to invite you and the folks on out at 2 o'clock this Sunday if you have time.
I really appreciate that, Gene. 2 o'clock Sunday, steps of the Capitol.
But you need to do a whole show on the convention of state if we're going to see change happen in D.C.
Hear, hear.
I really believe that.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Appreciate you.
Have a good one,
Thank
Gene.
You, Gene.
272-9228. Now, I had a story on our play calling sheet yesterday about Macron. President Macron of France.
Did he throw out his...
That he unilaterally upped the retirement age for pensioners. And, I thought, well, it's interesting he did it unilaterally, that Macron is doing it. And I thought, well, but it's not that big of a story. So took it off the list today, right?
Right, right.
Well, we were just looking on the TV there.
Mostly peaceful, by the way.
Yeah, and it says, the French are protesting the retirement age.
I saw some fires in the background, too. Are the old farts lighting fires? I love the fact that, they'll protest, but I know the French, and nothing's going to happen. They'll protest through the weekend. By Monday, they'll all be back at work.
Have you not seen the Arc de Triomphe?
How long ago was that?
1800s.
Right.
They're pretty good.
We are heading the same direction where they are at now, where they have no backbone.
Hmm. So you don't think the Europeans should have given up their colonies?
No, that's whatever they wanted to do. I'm just saying right now the French are weak and have been for, I don't know. Wasn't for us, buddy. They'd be eating Wiener Schnitzel and talking German.
Hmm. I think that's true.
Occasionally they need a reminder of that.
Or Russian.
Ooh. Hmm. That would not have been good.
Can you imagine the Russians taking the whole damn continent?
Yep.
Mm-mm.
I can imagine the Russians imagining taking the whole continent, yeah.
Though at the end of the day, yeah, Russia lost like 20, if not higher, I'm thinking the numbers are higher than 20, 25 million people.
Wow.
In World War II. And they celebrate the sacrifice and everything, that, or they commemorate the sacrifice, I'll put it that way. But the Russians don't get off scot-free. If it wasn't for the Russians in making, they were the only belligerent that made a deal with Hitler.
Right.
Like a direct deal. And that gave Hitler free rein to invade the West and take Poland. So yeah, they could have boxed in Hitler a lot earlier.
They could have, but...
But no. But no, so... We'll see where it goes with the Ruskies and the Ukrainians. By the way, as we mentioned earlier, the International Criminal Court has put out an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Think Putin's scared?
Only if we assure him that Dog the Bounty Hunter is coming after him, then he's going to be scared.
Didn't he get fired for being racist?
How does the bounty hunter get fired? You're an independent contractor.
Not bounty hunting, but the TV show.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it was horrible TV.
I thought it was amazing.
It was at first, but it got old.
It's got up there with, like, Tiger King.
Oh, that was really good.
And we got a story that Joe Exotic, if y'all remember, of Tiger King fame.
Right.
The fact that that was the first thing to hit when everybody's locked at home.
That's how low we were.
Because we're on the anniversary of the 15.
3 year, I think.
Yeah, the 15, you know, days to slow the spread.
Yeah.
That one of the first things in those 15 days, it went absolutely viral, was Tiger King. And apparently Joe Exotic is running for president from prison.
From prison.
From federal prison.
What would be his first thing you think he would do if he became president? I would hope he'd be free himself, but I don't know if he would.
Legalize owning tigers?
Of course, got to bring that back.
He's currently serving a 21-year sentence, but he said he isn't going to let that stop him from running for the nation's top office.
Well, you know, you got to have a hobby while you're in prison.
His real name is Joseph Maldonado Passage. He was convicted on multiple charges by the feds. In 2018, the former owner of the Greater Wynwood Animal Park was indicted by a federal grand jury on two counts of murder for hire. Oh, well, we'll get a hitman into office. And so here's from the campaign website of this character, Joe Exotic. Thank you for your interest in my campaign. Yes, I know I am in federal prison and you might think this is a joke, but it's not. It's my constitutional right to do this, even from here. I have been put here only because of the corruption in the Department of Justice, three felons that were told how to lie under oath to further this agenda, two corrupt assistant U.S. attorneys, two corrupt FBI agents, and one corrupt federal wildlife agent. As seen by the evidence at some website he posts, you can see that they have admitted to perjury, and they even had a plot to kill me before they set me up for murder-to-hire charges. So put aside that I'm gay, what does that have to do with anything? That sentence came out of nowhere.
Well, he's just reminding you.
So put aside that I am gay, that I am in prison for now, that I used drugs in the past, that I had more than one boyfriend at once, and that Carol hates my guts. He's still on Carol Baskins.
Oh, yeah. That would be the second thing he would do if he become president. Look, if
maybe Trump, this country deserves him.
If Trump wouldn't give this guy a pardon, yeah, he's got to be pretty bad off, man.
Let's go to Texas real quick. Hey, Texas.
What's up, Texas?
Joey.
How you doing?
You guys are just, I am quite well, but you guys have been freaking me out from the beginning of the show.
Why?
I've only caught like sporadic things, but Eric brings you guys ding dongs and snowballs.
We got the snowballs and the iced lemon cupcakes left over.
Oh, Lord. And you guys are like, okay, if things don't get better, we're just going to get fatter.
Yep.
Well, in my opinion, that just reminds me of what all of our people have been doing that we've been paying our tax dollars for because they don't want to work. Now, I work.
I work.
But
I work like 10 jobs. I work like a Jamaican.
But you guys have just been cracking me up today on this show.
Well,
I don't know what I even need to talk about because I don't even know how to go about this show today. Do you have any suggestions?
Do you have any movie suggestions for me? How about that?
I don't do TV. I make my own movies at home.
Oh, really?
No. Silly Rabbit?
Joey got perked up.
No, I was more like, really? No, I don't know if you want to admit that on the air. Like,
Joey's into certain things.
I really
things.
Don't care. And if anybody knows me, they can just come to my house and knock on the door and I won't answer. And I hate to know that you aren't into cougars anymore because I told Eddie months ago, maybe a year ago, that, you know, if you were into cougars, maybe I could take you to dinner sometime. But it doesn't matter. I just wanted to spark up this interesting show today.
Well, I appreciate the call. And you know, old habits die hard.
Oh, you're so funny. I finally saw what you look like on your Facebook page since you accepted my wikidoodle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. You know, I'm changing my will. That doesn't matter about anything either. You guys have just totally engaged my laughter today. And that's all I wanted to say, both of you.
Wait, when you saw what I look like, did you think more or less of me?
More of you.
Oh, my.
Compared to what Eddie sees you as. But then this ding-dong thing and snowball stuff, and y'all are just seeing who can eat the most and how fat we can get. That's just like, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
You know, it's Friday. Does it really matter? It's Friday.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you, Texas.
Thank you, Texas.
Love you more. I'll see y'all sometime.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
272-9228. We'll be right back.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some and I have discovered more. Yes, that older women know just how to please a man.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Yes! Hey, Jim, everything okay? Did you see that catch?
No. Yeah, I'm happy about the touchdown. Just things are kind of off with me and Tiffany.
Hey, what's going on?
It's a little embarrassing, but I'm not making it happen in the bedroom. I don't know what's going on with me. Now Tiffany's upset. She thinks I'm not attracted to her anymore.
Hey, I had the same problem. But man, I found a secret.
Oh, yeah?
I started going to Montgomery Men's Health for treatments, and boom, our sex life improved. Plus, I started taking testosterone, and I've got loads more energy.
Tell me more. Maybe it'll work for me.
The people at Montgomery Men's Health are low testosterone and ED specialists. They have multiple treatment options to fit your situation.
It definitely helped me. And I got to tell you, now I can go the distance every time. Heather says I'm better than ever.
Hey, I'm in. What's their contact info?
You can book appointments insurance online or just give them a call.
Great, thanks, man. Hey, could you move away from the TV? I can't see.
Your first visit to Montgomery Men's Health is only $99. Book your appointment today. Call 334-440-3663 or book online at montgomerymenshealth.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Get ready for some big changes. Breezy and mild today with a high temperature 70 to 72. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Ending late tonight, some of the storms strong. It'll turn windy and colder overnight tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, Saturday, brisk, chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Colder Saturday night, low 35. Sunday, unusually cold for March with a high of 52. And I've got us down to around 31 on Monday morning, first day of spring. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Not to sound an alarm here, but that grass is going to start growing faster than you think. John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Be prepared with the reliability and performance of a Kubota zero-turn mower. Excellent control and excellent cut. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Happening now for 1 week only. It's time to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Gray's Tire and Auto.
Tires at cost and add an alignment for just $25.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them this week and Gray's will hold them until you do. All tires at cost, 1 week only.
And $25 alignment. Plus, spend a dollar at Gray's and get free roadside assistance for a whole year. Come celebrate at all locations.
Visit GraysTireCenter.com.
Sale extended through March 31st.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. And we're past the halfway point in the show. I'm enjoying myself here on this Friday. Let's go right to the phones. Let's talk to Dr. Moore. Hello, Dr. Moore. How are you?
Hey, y'all. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Okay, before I get lost, put me in for Sweet Creek, please. 87.
Okay. 87. All right.
I loved Texas, what she just said. Y'all, everybody sounds like we've had Guinness for breakfast, and I love it.
Yeah, and I stopped drinking last week. What is this?
That's right, Joey. Come on. Well, listen, I was sitting here prepping for dinner or supper, and I'm going to do shepherd's pie, and I thought about what a good trap wife I am for making all this shepherd's pie on St. Patty's Day. And it made me remember the story. I think I'll like it. I'll be quick. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was a newlywed, working 40-plus hours at the DOD, and it was a Friday. All right. Well, on Fridays, me and my husband went out to supper, so I didn't cook or anything.
Right.
All right. So I get home from work, and my daddy shows up, and he starts pawing around in my kitchen, and he looks at me and he says, "You ain't got that boy a hot meal ready." Ooh. And I looked at my daddy and I said, "Daddy, I am the hot meal."
Woo!
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bye.
Bye.
Did you she say trap wife?
That's kind of what I heard. I didn't know.
Can you see on the screen? Yeah. Don't read it out loud.
I know.
But can you read the definition there? You didn't have to? You already knew?
I have rental houses, Joey.
Make that other call. Master Thespian, how are you?
Well, I am picking myself up off the floor because I was laughing myself so hard. You seriously did not play Older Women Make Beautiful Lovers right before the break.
It's a great song.
Well, we do not need some Rich Harris swooping in to take you up as her boy toy, Joey Clark. We need you here on the radio to preach the truth, brother.
Well, how do you think I pay the bills, brother? The quote, Prince in the Time, gigolos get lonely too.
That's true. All right. Before I get any farther, let me throw in my birthday of the Sweet Creek Toys. My birthday was Sunday, March the 12th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm an old fella. So, and it's great because it was spring break this week for AUM, so I just got to lounge around and watch movies and stuff like that.
Nice.
Have you ever seen a Western called Rio Bravo?
No, I don't believe so.
Sounds familiar.
Okay. It's got John Wayne in it. It's got Dean Martin, who actually does a really good job in it. And Ricky Martin. No, not Mickey Martin. Dang it. It's Ozzie and Harriet Nelson. Ricky Nelson.
Ricky Nelson, yeah. 1959.
And it's this really cool taut Western about a sheriff trying to keep this corrupt guy from breaking his brother out of jail. And it's pretty cool. You should watch it.
Appreciate it.
The movie that Sam was trying to remember, that's the spinoff of the Firefly TV show, is called Serenity. I would recommend it. It's got some amazing action in it. Two of the main characters get bumped off. Thank you, Josh Whedon. But it's got some good stuff in it. And an oldie but goodie, The Guns of Navarone.
Have
you ever seen it?
I don't think so.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. This mission behind the lines of World War II to go take out this German gun that's threatening to mess everybody up. It's pretty good. Yeah. So, all right. That's my recommendation.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What was that voice?
I was trying to mock the master thespian.
Did you succeed?
I did not.
All right. Least you know.
Lesson learned.
Well, the reason we're talking about movies so much is because I just got a brand new butt-kicking TV. My
sure
goodness.
Did,
and let's bring on Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have to say, I love Cohen's. I loved y'all already because I know what y'all have done for family members, for audience members. But getting the Cohen's experience myself, I love my brand new TV. I love the service, the delivery, and the setup, and I'm looking forward to a movie-filled weekend. I'm blocking out time to watch plenty.
Well, fantastic. It sounds like you chose some good movies.
Do you have any recommendations off the top of your head?
Well, I love Tombstone. Remember the Titans.
Oh, great one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, any of the Mission Impossible ones would be good.
You love some Tom Cruise, Joey.
I own some of the later ones that, because, they got the IMAX 4K HD scenes and all that stuff.
Right. The next thing we're going to need to get you is some sound.
Oh, yeah. I've got something cooking already, but I could upgrade.
Definitely could upgrade.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Yeah, because half of high definition and 4K is getting the best possible picture, but the other part is the sound, because everything gets upgraded in their recordings and their capabilities, and if you do it right, then in your experience.
Well, I love the first step we took, and I will definitely be coming back for any audio appliances or speakers, and also the seating y'all have there at Cohen's. We still got to go do the massage chair thing, Eddie.
Yes, all about that, Joey. I think it'd be a great time over there, test out some really fun equipment, and plus, I might get hooked on it.
You might.
Who doesn't enjoy a good massage?
Y'all could come over and just do a remote from the massage chair.
Ooh.
Now you're talking. I'll be there in a minute.
So y'all are still at 2515 Eastern Boulevard, right where I pulled up yesterday, and then the number's 277-8890, and I'm also looking at thinkcohens.com. It's Cohen's Electronics and Appliances, folks. I already knew it, but it was doubled down, proven to me again yesterday that Cohen's is a 60-year institution in this town for a good reason. Y'all, great products, great service. Really appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having the confidence in us to allow us to sell you that nice television.
Well, thank you, Michael, and we'll be in touch soon. I'll report back on Monday. Tombstone, I think, is actually in the works. I hadn't seen that in forever.
Excellent.
Yeah. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, bud.
And there's somebody's going to be playing basketball.
There's that Auburn game coming up, and Bama, too.
All right.
Yeah. All right, take care.
Appreciate it, Michael. Yeah, sporting events, great movies.
Oh, yeah, man.
Let's make some time here for Urbanite. He's been